All right, so our recording is now live. So welcome everybody to our very last coaching call, group coaching call for the Fast Track Sales System Success Builder course. For those of you who are joining us live, welcome to the call. This is our last call. I'm super excited for it. And it is also one of my favorite pieces, which is the Installer Sales Secrets segment. I love this piece because it's one of the hidden gems inside of our businesses that many dealers miss out on because they don't consider their installers a sales resource. So first and foremost, just want to kick the call off. Everyone's on mute. Anyone who wants to talk, star 2 to raise your hand. And then if you join, as people join the call, I'm going to have them introduce themselves. So I'll unmute them and let them talk. So if you're listening to us live, welcome, welcome, welcome to the call. And if you're listening to us on a recording, welcome to the recording. And also, as always, anyone who has any questions, go ahead and star 2, raise your hand, and I'll take your questions right away, be happy to handle them, and just move forward with our call after that. So this Q&A call is for everyone to get their implementation questions answered and to really be able to use the content to your greatest advantage by having some resources on how to use it in your business from the beginning. So today's content is all about installer sales secrets. And very first thing that I'd like to do is see if anyone on the line has any questions. So go ahead, star 2 to raise your hand, and I can see you here on my screen. If you have any questions about any of the content from any of these last 6 modules or anything from installer sales secrets. Okay. I'm not sure if the people on the call are just have all your questions answered, or if you are busy doing other things and can't get to the call and can't talk right now, but for whatever reason, we're good. So I'm going to jump right into the content. So today's content, Installer Sales Secrets, all about getting your installers in the mindset of sales, converting that mindset of just doing their project, doing their installation, into a mindset of supporting the customers and supporting the growth of the business. Many, 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 many installers have a service-minded atmosphere around them. That means they're 100% into service, and they don't think about things in terms of sales. So they don't think about growing the business by developing new leads, by generating new interest in the business. But as business owners, we all know that that is the key to our success, making sure that we have new leads coming into our business and that we're making the most of the leads that are already there. So this whole course, we've been talking about how to increase your conversion, how to do more with the leads that you already have, and even how to do more with the people who don't become your customers, who get no's and no-shows, and convert that into cash in your business in the long term. So what we're looking for today is how to take those happy customers that you have, the ones who you've done a beautiful installation for, and they're now a happy customer, and to convert them into new leads in your business by using the momentum that you've already gained. And one of the reasons that I suggest making the shift with your installation team, and maybe not every single installer, maybe it's just your lead installers, your head guys that you want to convert into this kind of lead gen machine. And the reason behind it is that they have all of the credibility that we have amassed. So inside of this program, we've already gone over how to do that credibility hack, you know, the say, do, remind thing where you promise to do something and you follow up with as promised, blah, 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 blah. That really creates credibility. If you're starting from a referral in the first place, the credibility is increased, it's doubled. And then if you have the video introduction, which we've been talking about with that really powerful script and the really powerful tool, the budget worksheet, which we can call like the product planning guide, and then you show up and you do a great job with your consultation and get people excited about the solution, understand their problems, and be able to resolve it with your product. And from there, follow through with a really great installation. When that installer is showing up there to do the installation, your consumer is already predisposed to be happy with them and to have trust in them. So if you can use this new simple process that I'm going to walk through step by step and then open up for more questions, you will get a huge boost out of what you're already doing. So the simple process is this. You want to get your installers to shift their mindset about being in a sales role. And for those of you who already have really top-level installers who are open to this and who have products that you feel your installers can upgrade, upsell, services that you can sell, you can truly turn them into a sales machine. But in this course, in this context, what I'm doing is I'm kind of starting one level back. I'm assuming that that's not the case because that's what I call, you know, one of my teachers calls it a leg up yoga move, which means, you know, you've got the basic move and then you stand on one foot doing it. And if you're not a pro at it, you're going to topple right over. You know, that's me. I'm not a pro at yoga. I look like a crazy person when I do it, fall down and you know, end up hurting myself. But anyways, the converting your sales, your installers into actual sales guys, that's an advanced move. But what we're talking about right now is just getting them to be willing to make some gentle asks to your consumer, getting them to get in the mindset of gathering new leads and of gathering referrals. So when they're in the sale, when they're in the installation process, they're doing almost all of the same things that they were doing before. The only elements that we're asking them to add, that you're going to be asking them to add, if you want to add this into your repertoire, is to have the permission form from the consumer signed, to ask them to sign it for before and after photos. And if they get that, if they get a no there, they move on. You don't. This is never pushy. This is one of the things that when your installers are kind of giving you some pushback, these are just questions that they ask. And here's a little tip that I didn't cover in the videos, but it's a great tip that you can give your installers. If your installers are not the boss and they have someone that they report to, so basically if it's anyone except you out on the job site, they can blame their boss. They can say, yeah, you know, my boss wants me to ask if. You know, my manager wants me to ask if. The owner really wants me to ask if you would be okay with us taking before and after photos. You know, we love the way that houses transform when we put our products on them. We love the way that we love to use beautiful installations in our Facebook or in our social media stuff, in our emails, in our whatever it is that you want to teach them to say. They can blame someone else for making the ask if they're uncomfortable doing that. Some personality types are going to be uncomfortable no matter what. And having someone else that they can, you know, oh, well, the owner of the company really likes us to ask if you'd be willing to let us take before and after photos. And if the consumer says, you know, I'm not really comfortable with that, that's it. They're relieved of their duties and they move on. You know, there's no reason for them to ask multiple times or for them to be pushy about it because this is just an added benefit. What you really want to make sure, though, is that they're actually asking. So if the consumer does say yes, which many will, they are adding the before photos before they start their install, before they start dragging out all the boxes and cluttering up the space, before photos. And then when they're done with the installation and they finish their cleanup, and there's actually a checklist in the module that I teach that you can use. It's an online checklist that they can check it off right there on the spot of all the elements of what they're supposed to be doing. And at the end, they walk through the project and do after photos. When those photos are done, that's when they go to their consumer and do the walkthrough with the consumer that they would usually do, showing them how to use the product, pointing out the features and benefits, asking them if there's anything else that they need. And the one little thing that they weave into that conversation is asking them how their experience has been. You know, hey, how's it been working with ABC Shutter? How'd you like the sales process? How'd you like working with Bill, the sales guy? How'd you like working with Jenny, our receptionist, whatever it is, if they can weave in those little questions about the customer's experience, what they can then figure out is whether or not that customer had a great experience. Now, if the customer had a marginal experience or a bad experience, that's where a little training for the installers needs to happen, that's where they should tell their manager. That's where they should say, hey, you know, Mrs. Jones didn't really seem that happy with working with us. You know, her products look great. She seems happy now, but you might want to call her and find out. And if she has had a great experience, that's when they ask for the review, the online review. And we're going back to this digital footprint, why it's important to get those online reviews, because that's how most people today find us. They find us online. And in order for us to take advantage of people looking for us online, we've got to be there with great reviews from third parties. People will trust what someone else says about you way more. I should get the statistic on how much more. I'm sure it's out there. But I'm going to say 10 times. I don't know if that's the actual statistic, but a lot more than what they will trust what you say about yourself. So if you can get your consumers to write reviews for you right on the spot, then you're going to end up with this credibility factor from new prospects who find you online. And these review sites exist already, and it's free. Places like Google, places like Yelp, you are there, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Your business is already there. So you've got to claim those, and I'll open up for questions at the end if you want me to go over exactly how you do it. I'm happy to do that. But you've got to claim those and then take that URL, that website address that leads to your page, that free page that you can claim, and give that on an iPad or give that to your installers so that they can click right there and let the consumer write a review. The really important statistic, 80% of happy customers are going to be willing to give you reviews. So this is not like you're imposing on someone who's unwilling to do something. You're standing right there in their home. You've spent a significant time with them. They've invested a significant time and now money into the products and solutions that you have for them. And if you've done your work right, they're happy. They want to share that it's been a great experience. So you're not asking them to do something that's an imposition. You're asking them to do something that they're happy and willing to do. So go ahead and take advantage of that momentum and have your installers go for the ask with the review. And the reason I mentioned these ratings and reviews and even testimonials, the reason that this is here is because this is the perfect moment. The customer is in the moment and is happy. If you think about places like social media, for instance, when are people posting up photos? They're not posting up photos, 25 days later. They're posting up photos right then and there. If you capture people when they're in the moment and happy, they're going to be willing to do it. They're used to do it. If you're not on social media, just take for granted that most other people are. You are probably the exception, not the rule. Most people are used to sharing their experiences, are used to putting up reviews. I have friends who write a review on anything they buy, they write a review. Maybe that's a little also out of the ordinary, but people do it. It happens all day, every day for all sorts of products, all sorts of services. So this won't be any different than what they're experiencing in their day-to-day life. So when you get the review, the next step in the process is to actually ask specifically for referrals. Once they've given the review, or if the customer has said no for the review, that's totally okay. They can still ask for the referral. Are there any friends, families, or neighbors that you might know who would be interested in our products and services? That's it. It's just one quick sentence. Now, your success rates for getting the referrals might not be as high as getting those reviews. Let's say you have 1 in 10 people who's willing to give you a referral. That's still 1 in 10. And if you're getting a referral, you know that referrals land far faster than a cold lead. So those referrals are worth their weight in gold. And if you have 10 installations a week and you have 10 asks and one referral, that means you're getting one new lead that you had to pay nothing for, brand new lead, just by asking every single week. So it's just a multiplication factor. That means you're going to increase your sales over time. The more you do it, the more confident they get with asking, and the more consistently you're getting that into your business. That means you can stop relying on what I like to call luck, stop relying on maybe someone will send you a referral, maybe. You don't know when, you don't know who, but you do know that you can get those hot referrals in your hands right away just by asking. Entire industries have been built on this, and it's something that you can take advantage in your business of as well, just with some simple training and putting a really easy process that I give you all the steps for in place. So that was my little teaching bit. It was a quick one. I've talked fast. I didn't mean to. I think I've just been in this high-volume work mode today, so I'm on a fast track myself. So I don't know if I covered any of that too quickly. So if you have any questions, I actually have everyone now off of mute. So if you have any questions, feel free to chime in. I'm just going to give a quick pause and see if anyone has any questions here before we move on. Any questions at all?
Why do you have to ask permission to take pictures before and after? I just do it.
Well, you can just do it. The only difference would be if you're going to be posting them online and giving credit to the consumer. So some people, so for instance, think about it this way. People love to brag about friends and family. to their friends and family about, you know, especially any of your consumers who are going to be the keeping up with the Joneses kind. They're going to want people to know, look what a great thing has happened in my house. So if you can give them credit on social media or tag them in your social media posts, if you have, we talked about doing email marketing and having a newsletter, doing beautiful like before and after photos is a great thing to put in a newsletter because it's indirect marketing. It gets to showcase their project. If you can do a before and after with a little tiny blurb from the consumer about how excited and happy they are about this product and how it solves all their pain, and you can put that just as one of, can be a standalone email, like just sharing a cool installation or a cool project. If you can get their permission and use it, you can use it in different ways on social media, in your newsletters. You can tag them in posts, and it just leverages how much you can do with that when you get their permission for it.
Yeah, I just put in my contract that we can take photographs.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's another solution. If it's already in your contract, then great. Cross out that step. You already have it covered. Great.
Yeah, I've only had, my whole time I've had maybe one person object and wanted out of there for whatever reason, but I just put in there, you know, we can use photographs for our marketing.
It's perfect. Hard. That's perfect. I love that. I love that. Integrate it right into your contract. Perfect. When you're doing that, do you give the homeowner the chance to write a review at the end as well?
We send a questionnaire, you know, where they can rate you, and then a lot of times they'll write something at the bottom, and then maybe we use you as a reference, and they check that off. They don't sign it, but they send, you know, pretty much every kind of invoice goes out with a questionnaire. One, five, how do you rate us? And then a lot of times they'll put comments in there.
Sure. What you could do, is since you're already doing that, is you can upgrade what you're doing so the impact of having that questionnaire answered and not having it seen publicly means that you're getting all these great reviews and they're going into nowhere. They're not really effectively helping your business grow its credibility from the outside world. Internally, that's great, right?
Yeah, we scan them into our website. And you can go to our website and see what people say about us, that type of thing. But
that's helpful.
We don't use it effectively. I agree with you, though.
Well, you can make it – here's just one simple, easy tweak that you can do. You know, if you want to send the questionnaire still, that's helpful. You know, people are doing it, so that shows – that's one good thing. But you can just take the link. Have you taken your Google for Business page? Have you claimed it? Or your Yelp page?
I believe we have, yeah. We have a Google – an app, mobile app, and then we have the Google and – but we've yet to get a review on that, I think. And I ask people, and they're like, they just say, I don't know how to do that, you know.
You know what you do? You just send them the link.
Mm-hmm.
So when you send them the invoice, are you emailing them or sending them hard copy?
We do both. I mean, it just depends where they are. A lot of them aren't around. So, you know, it's when you're done.
So you can send them a link. If they're not there on the spot with the installer, then at least when it's over, you know, send them the link to the review site. And all you have to do is when you Google yourself, there will be a little URL that shows up for where you can put the ratings and reviews. You literally just copy that and paste it into the email with a little like words above it, like click the link below to give us a review. That's it. And at least by adding that, you're going to increase the likelihood of starting to get some traction on those review sites.
Okay.
Because, you know, it living on your website is already good. I don't want you to take out of this that what you're doing isn't good. What you're doing is already good. But so those review sites, that's where people will look first for what are other people saying about your business. And also what that will do, it will actually improve your ranking on Google as well, because Google looks at when they're evaluating your website to rank it, they look at what's happening on social media with you, what's happening on your ratings and review sites, and what's happening on your website. So if you can link that to your website, if you can at least start getting some reviews on there, it will start to organically increase your search engine optimization. It organically will help your Google rating to get those reviews going too. So it's a lot of good ripple effect of getting them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at all these companies right now, and only one has any reviews. Well, one and then one window company. But the reviews I'm reading look like they're written by the owner, not anyone else.
There you go. So when you get an actual consumer to leave your review, and if you do it on site, let's say you're taking pictures with your mobile phone, let's just say, for instance, or you're taking pictures with a tablet, or you're taking pictures somewhere digitally, you can actually show them how to load the videos right onto that review site. Just test it out yourself a couple times, you know. Have one of your friends who you've done an installation for go over to their house and test it out with them. You know, that's the best way to do it, is to try it out live until you figure it out yourself how to do it, and then show your installers how to do it. You know, it's not hard. It's simple. And it's just one of those things that it's one of those other things. Like we talked about doing the video introduction, how if you do a video introduction, nobody else in your environment is doing it. So you're going to stand out just because of that.
Right.
If no one else in your environment has reviews, you're going to stand out just because of that.
So you're saying, how are you saying to do it again? You email it to them, or you take...
You can, yeah. So here, there's two roads you can take. The road number one is if you're sending them an invoice after the fact and
right.
you know that they're not giving you reviews on the spot, at least you can send the link, email the link with the invoice. So just with like, you know, head to our Google page and give us a review. You know, tell us how we're doing and put a little link. You just copy and paste your little URL from the address bar of your Google page right on there.
Okay.
That's one way. The other way would be if the consumer's on site. I know a lot of your consumers are snowbirds, so they're not necessarily there. If they're on site, you just take photos. If you have a tablet or a mobile phone that you're taking them with, you take them, and then when you are done and you're doing the walkthrough, you ask if they're willing to give you a review. Say, hey, I've got a review site up. Would you be willing to give the review? So you just pass them the tablet. You same thing. You have to have those links saved. Save them somewhere that's easy on your tablet. Like, for instance, in your website app, you just save it as a favorite. So you go to your own page and you pass the tablet over to the consumer. They will log in themselves and write your review. And then from there, if the photos are on that same device, you can attach photos. It's just a click the button and pick the photos you want to put. So that will give you two benefits. It's giving you a photo gallery of all your work and a review right there. And they just click OK and that's it. You know, fiddle around with it yourself a little bit so that you can feel the flow of it. But at least at a bare minimum, it's going to take almost no more effort just to at least start adding the link to those emails.
Right. Yeah, we can certainly do that.
You can even put it as part of your permanent signature. You know, something like even those cheesy little marketing things like we love to hear how happy our customers are. Head over to Google and give us a review. With a little colon and then the web address. You can make that at the permanent link to the end of your email and see if that starts having an impact.
Okay. Don't a lot of these reviews, though, when I read them, it just seems to me that they're kind of fixed, you know?
So, no. Nope. Review sites don't control who's putting the review, and you
right.
can either do it anonymously or you can sign up and do it with your name. It depends on which area of the world you're in and how serious you are about your reviews, whether you put your name or not. But sure, go in there and write it, or tell every single employee to go in there and write a positive review about your business. But if you have homeowners who are doing it, they will turn out to be genuine because they'll talk about their actual experience with you. You know, I love the way Bill came and he made me feel safe. He made me feel this. He made me, you know, whatever it is. That's what consumers are going to say, what they actually think about it. Now, the one risk of not getting reviews is that when people have a bad experience and when they're PO'd, they can go on there without you, whether you like it or not, and they can write nasty things. So you want to make sure that you get good reviews before anything like that does happen, so that if it does happen, people will see, oh, well, they have, you know, 20 happy customers and one who was upset. And then when you have that upset person, you personally need to take action on it. You know, just make sure that you respond and say, you know, we're going to call you and make sure we get this sorted out or whatever it is. So if there's ever a bad review, there's a way to handle it so that it doesn't hurt your reputation. But, you know, having good reviews is the best way to handle it. That makes sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Did you have any more questions? We have some more time. That's pretty much the content that I wanted to cover today. You know, really thinking about another thing that to think about with this installer segment is there anything that you're not selling up front? So, for instance, Bill, for you specifically, like, is there a, you know, are you offering a annual package to, you know, before season starts to come out and to check your shutters and make sure that they're in operating condition, make sure they're great for a service package that you sell? You know, is there something like that that you haven't been selling in the front side of it that you would want your installers to be trained to sell on the back side of it? Like I said, there's a little more advanced move, and it depends on how comfortable you feel with working with your installation team, training them up on something like that, making that available to them to sell, and whether or not you want to compensate them, whether or not you want to offer them some sort of an incentive for selling those things, or whether you even want to offer them an incentive for getting leads or for getting referrals for you. You know, those are questions that you can ask yourself as you think about how you're going to tell your installers that this is something new that you want them to do. Is there a carrot you can offer them instead of just making it a must-do, make it something that they win by doing it?
Yeah.
That's one of the questions. Any other questions on content? I think last week we covered handling objections. We covered on-the-spot selling. We've talked before about the video introduction. I don't know if anyone on the call has moved forward with their video introduction or not. I feel like there's a little bit of hesitancy. I'm trying actually to get a couple of local, to each of you, local events going before the end of the year where I can actually help you on-the-spot film your video. So that'll be something that I'm working on, and I'll keep you guys updated whether or not that happens. This is officially our last call. Again, if anyone on the call feels like, hey, I still want some ongoing support, I'd like some more, I'm not done here, you can let me know. You can either email me or reach out to me on social media or call me. If you don't have my cell phone number, feel free just to respond to any of the emails, and I can give it to you. Happy to do that. And I can support you further along the way if you need it. But, yeah, I definitely am trying to get live to some of you for some group programs where I can actually help you shoot that video so that we can get some of those up and moving in your organizations too.
Are the videos going to be available for a while? Because, I mean, I'm still about 2 weeks behind on watching them.
No, yeah, you have unlimited access, so you have lifetime access.
Okay.
Now that you've got them, you've got them. The videos won't go away. The only thing that goes away are the coaching calls. So, but you've got access to my email, and you can reach out to me if there's specific questions that you have, or if you want to do some one-on-one coaching, that's available too. I can offer you that. That's always something that I can offer as ongoing support as well. So, yep, this is our very last coaching call. Sad to see it coming to a close. Feels like those 8 weeks went by really fast. Been a busy time of year. But want to see if, Bill, I don't know if you have any more questions or anyone else on the line. If you want to raise your hands, if you're muted, *2 to raise your hand. I'll be happy to answer some questions. And if you're on unmute and you just want to shout it out, feel free. So any more questions on anything from the Fast Track? I think last week, Bill, you mentioned that one of the videos was corrupted. I fixed it. So that should be all set.
First week, yeah.
Yep, I fixed that. So that's all set. I think I fixed the right video. It's hard to tell on my side because I have a totally different screen, but I will check through again before I think I fixed the right video. So,
okay.
At least the one that I did fix was corrupted. So if it's not the right video, then I'm going to have to look again. So I'll check again on the first video.
First two that were the same. name, and then there was one that was corrupted. You're right, that was later on.
I did fix those first two videos. There is some overlap in the content, but the videos loaded are two different videos, so I did check that. Yep. If you see any more issues, definitely let me know. That's what this program's all about, making sure that there's no glitches in it before we keep moving forward. All right, so I don't see any more hands raised. I don't know if the others on the call, if you're just on mute because you're on job sites. I know that sometimes happens, and I know that there were two who said they wouldn't be able to attend today, so they'll be listening to the replay. Can just open up for another couple minutes, see if there's any more questions, and I'm going to think about if there's anything more I want to tell you before I sign off. I do actually have one more resource that I will share in a follow-up email. Also, if you're not getting the emails, could you press star 2 or just say I'm not getting them to let me know? Because I know that we've had a little bit of some email glitches for whatever reason. My email, apparently I'm a spammer in my spare time because my email got blacklisted. I don't know how that happened, but I've been working with my tech team to try and fix that. So if you're not getting emails, it may be because the emails were my email address was blacklisted. I don't know whether or not that's the case anymore. They said that it wasn't, so hopefully that's solved. But star 2 if you're not getting emails. I don't see anyone raising their hand, so that actually makes me feel a little bit of a sigh of relief. So awesome. The last resource I wanted from you.
This fast track, I haven't gotten any other emails. So I don't know if I get the fast track.
The one from today, right?
Yeah, fast track.
Those fast track. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are me. I am fast track. That is me. Those are me. Sometimes my team will send them, like actually schedule them, but that's what I meant. Those fast track emails. So good. That makes me maybe sounds like my email issues got resolved. So that's a good thing. The other thing I wanted to mention is I mentioned a couple of times that I work with a company that is a virtual assistant. And what that is it's a company that offers services that someone you could hire to do and bring them into your company, but they offer them at a pretty great rate and they're really professional. So I use this company called Coaching Success Systems. The owner's name is Angie. She's great. And she has created packages for any fast track client who would like them to support you in your business, which is really cool. I can tell you as a person who's her direct client, she's giving you better rates than she's giving me. So you guys are getting a hell of a deal if you want it. So she can help with anything from, and there's no like Madeline gets a kickback from this or anything of that nature. This is just me wanting to offer a resource because I know it's really valuable. So she does things from like web design. She can help you with your social media. She can do any graphic design. She can help you with newsletters, writing content. We talked a couple times about creating a marketing plan where you're going to be sending out email marketing. She can help you set that up and get the marketing plan going. And any of the functions, kind of the technical, how do I get this going in my business stuff? Now I know what I'm supposed to do, how the heck do I do it from a technical perspective or from a graphic design perspective, and from any of those perspectives, she can help and support you. And she's created a package, which I will send in a follow-up email, that is like a monthly package, anywhere from like $250 a month up to about $500 or $600 a month, I think, depending on what all you need. Or let's say you're redoing your marketing materials and you just need help this one time. You can also contract with her just to do a project. And the reason I bring it up is I know that a lot of our fast track members, you know, you want to do more, but it's complicated to bring on a whole new person just for this one specific function. Or maybe if you already have a staff, your staff has its plate full doing what they're already doing, so you need some support to do something new. So she has a lot of great services. I'll send it in a follow-up email, as I said, to see if that's something that you'd like. But if you would like it, it is available to you. And she does a beautiful job. All the things that you see, all the videos, they do the editing. They create the portal for me. They do all the logo work, all the graphic design. They make all the handouts. So all that stuff is mine. And then when you look over at her link, you'll see her pages and what hers looks like. It looks totally different from mine. It's in her branding, but that her team did all that as well. So they'll do whatever they need to do to match your branding and to make it look like what you would send out, what you would want it to look like, instead of the way that I would or the way that she would. So her team is really good. She's got about a team of about 20 people that she can pull from. So it's never a matter of whether or not she has resources. It's just a matter of what you need when. So if you want to take advantage of that, my little parting gift to you is access to her and her team at some really great rates if those are services that you need some support with. So that's all I've got for you. I'm going to open up one more time. I know that we do this round a couple times. Star 2 to raise your hand, or if you're not on mute, which a couple of you are not, just go ahead and feel free to shout out. If you have any questions, I am happy to answer them before we wrap it up. Okay. That is a wrap then for our call. Thank you all so much for joining me for this, what I've called Success Builders Fast Track Program, for getting this new program kicked off with some great participation. I've seen quite a few of you here on our calls. Some of you have been on our calls consistently, but have been quiet throughout. So I certainly hope that you're being able to apply what all we learn on these calls into your business on your own. And of course, if you need any other support, I'm always here. This is what I do day in, day out. So I'm happy to help and support you with any of the ongoing content. You all have lifetime access to the portal. So if you've got any questions or anything that comes up on the content, feel free to email me or call me and I'll be happy to help you. And in the meantime, would love to be seeing those video introductions. If anyone gets them done and wants to share the link with me, I'd be super happy to see what you come up with, since we haven't had one go live yet this last couple of months. So I'd love to see that.
Okay, I'll
ask. And any challenges? Go ahead.
All right, so this video link, you say you shoot a video and so what are the sequences you should, in other words, you said it should be about 2 minutes, but what's the sequence again of how you should present yourself?
Sure. The first step in the video introduction is you position yourself hi, my name is Bill. That would be what I want to start with. Hi, my name is Bill. So let me pull up the video introduction script for you so I give you the real words here. So the first thing is you want to position yourself as a credible, as with your expert title, as a credible resource for them. You want to say the number of years that your business has been in business, or if your business is new, your number of years of experience. The reason for that is that that's a really important factor to consumers. They give a lot of value to that fact. So you want to do that one. The next thing that you want to do is you want to create a bridge between their fears and your capabilities. So if you know that your clients are always really worried that this is going to be taking forever, or this is going to be really hard to do, or that their home is going to get messed up, or their landscaping is going to get ruined, or whatever you know are the concerns that your clients face, you want to say, I know that you might feel that this project is going to be hard to do, take a long time, whatever it is, fill in the blank there. And then you say, and I'm here to make sure that this is a simple and easy process for you. And don't worry, I've helped hundreds of people, tens of people, whatever's the appropriate number for you, and with these projects, and we're going to make sure that this flows really easy and smooth for you. So that's the next step. So now you've positioned, first thing, you position yourself and your business, your number of years in business, you bridge their pain, so you say, this is what I think you might feel, and don't worry, I'm here to help you. And now you want to give them the resource. So we talked about that budget worksheet, or what we're going to call the product planning guide. So you say, to get you started in the right direction and to help you start thinking about this project, you know, I've attached this project planning guide for you. So go ahead and take a look at that. That's one step. And then the next thing we're going to do, we're going to seed the bonus. That means we're going to tell them that we've got something good coming up for them. take a look at that, because if we can come to an agreement while I'm in the house, again, I'm just doing a note here, we're going to be doing on-the-spot selling. We're going to try and get them to say yes while we're there. So that's what we're triggering their subconscious, that this is going to be a sales meeting. If we can come to a decision while I'm there with you in your home, I have some great bonuses I can offer to you. So you positioned yourself, again, step one, in your business, your number of years in business. You've talked about their pain. You've been the bridge for their pain. You're offering them the resource, the product planning guide slash budget budget worksheet. Then you seeded the bonus. That means you gave them a little hint that good things were going to come if they can make a decision while you're there, so they're in the right mindset. And then you just go to a close. And when you close, you want to invite them, the invitation to reschedule just in case it no longer works. So we talked about having people self-qualify, and if they're not your ideal client, being able to, you know, kind of let them close the door themselves. So you say, I'll go back in the script. So if we can come to a decision while I'm in your home, I've got some great bonuses that I can offer to you. If this time no longer works for you, or you don't have a time, have a chance to look at the project planning guide, I invite you to reschedule by calling our office. Or I invite you to reschedule by sending an email or whatever it is you want them to do. You invite them to reschedule. Again, we're remembering that homeowners aren't as dumb as we think they might be, and they know that that means, like, if you don't want to do this project, don't waste my time, right? So I invite you to reschedule, and then you just close. You know, otherwise, I'll look forward to seeing you at our scheduled appointment time, and I'm really looking forward to helping you and to seeing you at home. I'll see you in a couple of days. That's it.
Okay. I was just writing it. Okay.
Yeah. Those are the steps. So, again, if you miss a step, or if you – so let's say you miss a step. Let's say, for instance, you forget to say about their pain and the worksheet. I don't know. Let's say you do that. But you really love the video, and you're like, oh, man, I don't want to redo it. I just finally had the courage to do it this one time, and I just want to use it. Go ahead and use it. They're never going to know. I'm never going to know. You know, like, use what works, and then you can film it again another day when you're feeling in the mood to do it again. You know, you don't have to if it's not perfect or exactly right, there's no right or wrong way. You know, I had one client who learned about this video introduction, and she literally, I think I said this last week, she literally did a selfie video, 2-second video from her car, and it made all the difference. Her client bought a big project from her on the spot, not more than 2 hours afterwards. So it doesn't have to be great. People just want you to be authentic. They don't necessarily care if you're perfectly professional and poised and you don't say or mess up your words or your hair blew in the wind or whatever. They don't care. They want you to be you. And this is just a big, huge icebreaker. They'll already know your voice. They'll already know your face. They'll feel like they know you before you even walk in their home. And that's worth its weight in gold.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So, Bill, I'm going to be looking forward to getting that link. Put it up on YouTube. I'm going to want to see it.
All right. Well,
you're on the hot seat now.
It takes me 12 times just to get a phone message in. I don't know. Phone greeting. I don't want a video, but we'll work on it. That's a good idea.
No,
I have no problems with it other than.
You can just try it. You know, if it takes you 10 shoots, it takes you 10 shoots. I'll tell you, the first time, all the videos that you see me doing, they didn't all look that way the first time. I'm not going to send out my first video. They didn't look like that the first time. You get used to how you have to present yourself. And if you've got other – do you have other sales guys, Bill?
I do. Yeah.
Have them do it first. Give them the scripting tool. Have them watch the video. Make them do it first.
Yeah.
Or make it an event where you all do it together. You all get together and work on your script together, and you shoot it for one another, and it turns into a team building thing. Everyone's laughing and joking and making fun of each other, and you know that's it ends up being fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be so hard. It can be fun.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't disagree at all. So we just need to do it. So.
Yeah. Yep. It's always, you know, one of the things is, was in the very first call that I mentioned this, and it's something that it's actually a great way to end the call. It's a great way to end out the series, is that when we celebrate our wins, when we take the time to celebrate how far we've come, we gather the energy to go further. You know, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, we're always looking at the next goal. We're always looking at what's the next thing I want to achieve, what's the next contract I'm going to close, what's the next one, what's the next one. And if you think about it, it's like getting in your boat and trying and going away from the shore. We very rarely look back to see how far we are away from the shore. Think about how far you've come. And when you do that with your team, it creates so much energy to fuel further success. Sounds crazy, but if you can squeeze in a once a month, celebrate your wins, meeting with your team, even just for 30 minutes to talk about, like, what's the greatest success you had this week from a company perspective? You know, what's the one customer who you didn't think you were going to land, and then you did, and what did you do to make it happen? That way, just like we've learned in a group here, and you've heard questions from other people, and you've heard me talk about what other people and other groups are doing, it's the same thing inside of your company. If you can create a culture of sharing your wins, what will happen is the lowest performer is going to be increased in their performance by the highest performer. And people who you would never expect to have little gems of wisdom are going to pop out with things that you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think that you had, you know, that much intelligence. It happens from the least expected person sometimes. You know,
yeah.
So it's a really cool way. And then you can just take that and say, all right, well, this week we're going to do, you know, it's going to be John's turn to shoot his video this week, and then next week Nick is going to do his, and then next week I'm going to do mine. Like, if they know in advance, if you give them the script and you give them the log on and tell them, hey, I want you to watch these videos, or you, if you want to, if you want me to send you the link for them, I could do that so they don't have to go to the full portal. Maybe that would be easier. But if you just want them to watch that video, maybe one week you watch the video scripting video all together, and then you hand them the handout so that they can look at it, and then you schedule, okay, for the next 3 weeks, we're going to meet together once a week, and we're going to shoot one video, each person. And that way it's like a shared group activity, and it's not feeling like it's an obligation for them to do it, but it's a little bit more fun.
Okay.
That's just an idea. You don't have to do it. I was actually laughing yesterday with my mother, of all people. It's funny to come to a business insight and I'm chatting with my mom. But I was chatting with her, and I told her, you know, when I tell people advice, I'm totally unattached. You can do it or you cannot do it. I'm telling you something I think might work for you. You could do it or not do it. And it's your business. So I want you to make a decision that you feel good about and that you feel will work for you. And I'm not invested. I'm invested in you succeeding. And however that looks for you, you can take whatever road works for you to get there.
Yeah. Well, I think the video introduction is a good idea. As I drive around, I keep mulling through what I would do or how I'd present it. And I just don't want to present it like it's all about me, you know. And that's where, you know, you start talking about all your time. It's just how to translate it into where it doesn't sound like you're bragging.
Well, I mean, you just start with them. You know, I know that you might think that this is a tough project, or you're concerned about this worry or that worry. Don't worry, I'm going to help you. And emphasize the yous when you're talking, not I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
And they're not going to notice that it's about you. They're going to feel like it's about them. Because you're telling them, I'm going to help you. I even made this worksheet for you. And I'm even going to give you some cool freebies when I get there. Like, it might feel to you like it's bragging, but you're giving them all these great benefits. They're not going to perceive it that way at all.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Yeah. So try the, you know, watch it as a community. I actually have one member in my other program, same content, different program, who that's exactly what she's doing. She's having a once-a-week meeting, and they watch one video in this entire series. Her entire staff is watching every video. Maybe not the way it was designed, but that's the way she's doing it.
Yeah.
So once a week, they get together, they watch one video, and then they decide who's doing what. They delegate it out, and then the next week they get together, they talk about what they did, and then they watch another video.
Yeah, I don't have that
so,
kind of...
I mean,
yeah.
No, but I mean, with your sales guys, you could do that. Like, get them together, even if it's once a month. Get them together once a month, have them watch the video introduction, give them the paper, have them work on their script, and then next month get together and film the videos. Or tell them that their videos are due by the next month. Just depends on your leadership style, how you lead them.
Yeah.
You know, if they're used to getting those kind of tasks where they do it on their own, they might be self-motivated to do it on their own. If you don't usually give them tasks where they do that sort of stuff on their own, you might need to give a little bit more support.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I'll see if I can send me in right now. We got running around, but definitely I'll work on.
Sure.
I think if I do mine first, they'll follow. I think that's more of the, to be honest with you, I think getting them to do it is going to be a little bit nuts. But I think if I do one and then show them what it is, that's
kind of
how I would lead them through it.
Exactly. Yep. That'll work perfectly. Well, let me know how it goes. Keep me in the loop. Would love to hear. Love to hear when it's all said and done.
Right.
And I will be, you know, as we get a couple of them that I get permission. I've got gotten quite a few people who've done them, but no one wants me to share them. So they want to hold them tight. They don't want. No one wants me to share them yet. So when I finally get someone who's willing to share their video, I will share it with the rest of the group. Even if it's not in your industry, just so you can see what it feels like from someone else who's willing to share theirs. A couple of the videos have been really good, but again, they want to keep them private, so I have to honor that. So I'll share some, and maybe we'll get the, you know, when you see other people doing theirs, it will feel a little bit more smooth, and we can start getting those rolling. So, yeah. Okay, great. Well, best of luck to everyone. Those of you, again, listening on the call, if you want to sneak in a last question, star 2 to raise your hand. Otherwise, we are going to be wrapping up this last coaching call. Again, unlimited access to the portal. I'm going to be shooting over an email with this call recording link and also the link to Angie's offer for support in case you want that for your business. It's a really simple process. And then any questions, issues, comments, concerns, I'm always available via phone or email. And I would be happy to work with you again. So congratulations, everybody, on making it through. And happy to help you if there's anything more that you need from me.
All right. I'm Alan. Thanks.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.